Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is Dasha Korol, co-producer of Russian Film Week USA, an effort to present independent commercial documentary and art house Russian films with subtitles to mainstream US audiences. The event will be taking place online this year from the 23rd to the 29th of January. Definitely an interesting example of cultural exchange through the cinematic art form. And so I'm very pleased to be talking about it on this show. Dasha, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Matt. Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And in fact, I take this opportunity to say this is, of course, the first episode of Big Fred Tuesday of 2021. So happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
I believe this also might be the first time that Fred Film Radio gets the opportunity to talk about Russian Film Week USA. So just to start off, nice and simple, would you be able to maybe introduce it for us a little bit? You know, tell us something about its history and its mission statement.
Absolutely. So Russian Film Week on its own has been around for some time. It started by the Russian studio Rock Studio Films, headed up by a wonderful director, Alexey Uchitel. And he found us, his American partners, in New York. We are known as the Cherry Orchard Festival Foundation. And, you know, we've always been an organization that wanted to develop multicultural dialogue, and we sort of found each other with Rock, and they've already been holding a Russian Film Week in London, so the New York Film Week seemed like a natural extension of it. We held it in 2018 for the first time. We presented about 17 films and 10 discussions with filmmakers, which were so well attended, and you know, we found a great resonance among our audience here. So we repeated the week last year, I'm sorry, in 2 years ago, in 2019, with an additional smattering of new films, a huge kids program, which is something that we feel very strongly about. And then we were fully planning to present a week in December of 2020. But as you know, because of the pandemic, none of that can happen. And even in New York, there are no open film theaters right now. So our only option was to go online. So yeah, so we ended up with this year's digital edition.
Definitely want to ask you more about that later, you know, the decision to go online with this year's edition. But just wanted to make sure. So in 2020, there was no actual edition of Russian Film Week USA?
Unfortunately, we had to move it to January. And the reason is a lot of the film's releases that we were anticipating by December just hadn't happened.
Right.
Because back in Russia also, there had been a second quarantine and just, you know, moving parts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's definitely been challenging times. But up to that point, though, I understand, I've been reading a little bit about it, it had been expanding. And I believe that it might have been the second edition, it actually expanded to other places outside of New York, too.
Correct. And that is one of the parts why we're so proud to call this year's edition Russian Film Week USA instead of just merely New York, because we are covering a much larger territory. And yet, you know, yes, last year in 2019, we were able to take one of our films on the road and present a discussion with its main actor and the director of the film in several major US cities. And we had a wonderful response, and we hope that this audience now comes back online to watch our films in 2021 and participate in discussions once again, just this time via Zoom.
Just to kind of wrap up, you know, these thoughts on or a little introduction to this event, would you say that cultural exchange is at the heart of Russian Film Week USA?
Absolutely. We've always tried to present a showcase that will describe the most varied smattering of Russian releases and inspire a dialogue with the American audiences and Russian-speaking American audience and English-speaking that will lead to additional cultural understanding and more dialogue. We always want more dialogue. And we've always been very proud of our mission, which is to promote family involvement in the arts. And we've been able to do that quite well with the presentation of several family films at each week.
And I guess you mentioned it earlier, you know, with the section dedicated to a younger audience, there's also an eye on audience development, perhaps.
There is always an eye on audience development. We do have a wonderful, huge and responsive audience here in the U.S. thanks to the other events we do besides Film Week, which have to do more with theatrical and musical performances. But of course, with today's situation, we really had to throw all of our efforts behind film. And we really feel it's a worthy endeavor because it's something that people can respond to across the board. Now people are spending so much more time with their families, and we want to make sure that it's not just mom watching us, it's also dad and the kids, because there's something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, you know, the 2020 edition was sort of delayed and then ultimately canceled too, at least throughout that course of the year due to the pandemic. It's been a difficult, challenging time for everybody. But now it's going to take place online. And I was wondering, you know, whether that was a difficult decision to make and whether you had sort of hoped until the very last minute that perhaps you might be able to make a physical edition happen.
I think that was the initial plan. I think up until early fall, we really hoped that things would improve. But, you know, the situation in Russia and the situation in the United States have been very scaling very differently in terms of how the pandemic had progressed. So while Russians were able to fly here for some time, and then before the second quarantine was installed, America wasn't really open. There are no visas that we can procure for our artists. So the very important interactive element of our festival would be missing. And that's not something we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure that we can bring our audience not just screenings, but also discussions with the filmmakers that they so admire.
How is it going to take place, and where is it going to take place, and how can people in the U.S. sign up to virtually attend Russian Film Week USA?
Well, the coolest thing is that technology has done most of the work for us, and there are wonderful online viewing platforms now, and we're using a viewing platform wherein a person who wants to watch a film can just log on to our website, which is RussianFilmWeekUSA.com, and purchase a ticket, and then there is an online screening room that operates right off of our website. It's watch.russianfilmweekusa.com. They go on there and they enter a virtual screening room where they could see all the films being presented, all the films that they want to watch. They could buy a single ticket or a subscription where they would get access to all the films, including family films, a collection of shorts that we are so proud to present, and other wonderful movies.
And is the program time-based? In other words, are the films attached to a specific time of day, or are people going to be able to watch it whenever they want to once they purchase the ticket?
Well, we wanted to open up access as much as possible, but because of, well, we had a twofold reason for instituting a schedule. One is that we really wanted to go back to a festival format and have it have a festival feel. And so we decided to release the films on a rolling schedule. So we have a few movies opening on Saturday, the 23rd, which is the official opening of the week. And then we'll have a couple of movies opening each day thereafter. And each film will be available for 72 hours. So anyone who purchases a ticket can watch it on the first day that it opens or for 3 days after that, anytime they wish to log in, because we didn't want, with the U.S. Time differences between, for example, New York and California, we wanted to make sure people have time to watch whenever and wherever they are.
So now that we've talked about all of that, all of the technical stuff, I'd love to find out a little bit about the actual program of films that is being presented. What would you be able to tell me about it?
Well, the program is extremely varied, and that's something we try to do every year. We know that there is a huge difference in audience preferences, especially with all of our Russian-speaking friends and people who are more assimilated and wish to see more serious films. So if someone is just coming to us for entertainment, there are big blockbusters like the film Streltsov, starring Alexander Petrov, who is sort of called the Russian Leonardo DiCaprio. He's a very young, handsome gentleman. And the film is about a Soviet soccer star. So there's a fun sports vibe to it, but there's also a very serious story at the heart of the film. And the film's director is a young man. He's 27 years old. This is just his first feature debut. So it's very exciting. And we hope to have them both in a Q&A. This is something we're working to confirm. We'll have to hope to have them both in a Q&A so that they can tell us about the process. There's also a film called Toy about actually the fallout of what happens when a Russian rock star is killed, and the man who's the other person in the crash, in the car crash that kills him, is really the main subject of the film. This film had been sort of widely discussed because of the legacy of this rock star, who is a real person. But ultimately, I think people should watch and decide for themselves. So this is something we're happy to offer. Besides these movies, we are offering a bunch of fantastic documentaries, art house films. We just confirmed two excellent kids films. One is called About Lole and Minka, and it's based on the Russian writer Mikhail Zoshenko's short stories, which is just charming. It's about turn of century, really cute stories about kids getting into a little mischief, and it's a great family film. We're also so proud to present a documentary called Shtetlers. It's a documentary made by a New York-based Russian filmmaker, Katya Ustinova, and it's about the little towns inhabited by Jewish communities in the former Soviet Union that had really emptied out after mass exodus to Israel and the United States after the end of Soviet Union, and what happens to these towns afterwards. And she and her crew actually travel to all these towns, some of which they've gone down to dozens of people from thousands, and sees really what happened there and how the culture had sustained during this time. So we are really looking forward to having a discussion with Katya as part of the week to talk about this film and the significance of it on for the American immigration community that's sort of stemming from these towns in a lot of the cases.
So there's something for everyone. And like you said earlier, it's not only about the films, it's also about the discussions. And obviously,
absolutely,
that's a huge part of festivals and film events such as this one. The hope then is that it can translate as successfully online as it usually is physically. And I wish you all the best with it. If there's anything that we've missed out on, again, what is the website called and where can people find more information?
The website is RussianFilmWeekUSA.com. And I do want to say a couple of things about two more films that we are excited to have. These are just independent future classics, I think. One is called Sententia, and it is about the Russian writer Varlam Shalamov, who had published these scandalous true stories about Russian labor camps. And the film is shot in black and white. It's extremely haunting and beautiful. And there's a film called In Deep Sleep by a young filmmaker named Marina Ignatenko. And she made a beautiful sort of allegorical story about a husband who loses his wife and searches for a resolution or some kind of relief. And it's called In Deep Sleep. And we're really so excited to have these films that have already shown at some very prestigious festivals, including Venice Days and Forum. And so we look forward to our audience enjoying these.
Well, Dasha, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.